This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And we'll start in Frankfurt, where the head of the European Central Bank, Mario Draghi, has been holding a press conference this morning. Everyone was waiting to see whether Draghi would announce new stimulus measures after saying last week that he'd do whatever it takes to save the euro. Well, here's what he said.
The Governing Council, within its mandate to maintain price stability over the medium term and in observance of its independence in determining monetary policy, may undertake outright open market operations of a size adequate to reach its objective.
To help translate that into plain English for us, let's bring in Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial. She is with us live from Chicago, as she is every Thursday. Hi, Diane.
Good morning.
Well, so exactly what did he just say, and what is he saying here?
It's not clear at all. He's saying that, inflation, they expect it to decelerate. So under their mandate, they can go ahead and do additional stimulus. He's saying we're not sure when and we're not sure how we're going to do it, but maybe over the next couple of weeks, we might figure that out.
Well, why would he come out with such a complex statement that doesn't say much after saying last week, as we said, that he'd do whatever it takes to save the euro? Everybody's watching him. Why wouldn't he come out with something clear, simple, and strong?
That's a good question, but the reality is there's a lot of stumbling blocks to actually use open market operations with the ECB to buy bonds directly. They can buy bonds in the secondary market, but there are these facilities set up to fund those periphery countries, the ESM and the EFSS, the ESFS. There's so many different things now. We don't know what they're all called. They are set up with a lot of rules that have to be complied in order to give a loan to these countries that are in debt and to help them out. And it's not clear how the ECB could work around them or through them to do what they want to do.
Well, is this something that is going to have an impact in the United States, the fact that it was a disappointing statement from Draghi?
Well, certainly the markets aren't liking it at the moment. And the reality is that the last firewall in Europe right now is the ECB. We don't have a strong enough firewall. The ECB could expand its balance sheet enough to actually convince markets that the euro, they're going to buy enough time for European leaders to get together on the euro. But the reality is, until they tell us how much they're willing to provide on that firewall and when they're going to do it and how they're going to do it, we're sort of sitting there going, scratching our heads going, are you really going to save the euro or are you not?
Well, and of course, this comes just a day after the Fed came out and basically said, we're going to hang back too for the moment and not do any new stimulus right now.
Yes, but the Fed has been much more clear about how they might do more stimulus and what they think they need in order to trigger that additional stimulus. There's some confusion about that, but at the end of the day, they did say very clearly, you know, they would be willing to expand their balance sheet if necessary to keep the economy going. And we know how they would do that. They would likely buy mortgage-backed securities, and they would likely look at the housing market as one of their tools beyond the Treasury market.
Diane Swonk, chief economist with Mesirow Financial, thank you so much.
Thank you.